This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
On another Sunday, bam. Appreciate all the people for taking this in. We're gonna get into some things. We're gonna talk about this AI generated images so far. We're gonna talk about it because we kind of getting deep right now with the AI, and you kind of understand what they're gonna bring with the AI. If you understand what I'm saying here, you kind of see their hands where they're gonna go with this shit. So yes, people, the AI gonna bring you the new world order. He's gonna fix it up for you. And guess what? There's nobody to blame. Nobody to blame but the AI, if I say, which is a programming. So you have to kind of pay attention to these things, what I'm saying. Something is behind the AI system. Remember this. For the AI to do all this damage to the masses with nobody to blame it on. You understand what I'm saying? So I already told you the beast is behind it. The devil people that run this earth right here with us in it. They're the one who behind the AI system. It's gonna carve our world for us, as you know it. Pay attention. We're gonna get into this right here, starting out with these AI generated images. But they're saying basically gonna tow you off. Pay attention here, gonna talk about racism and everything. Listen.
Series All In on AI. This morning we're taking a look all at implicit bias and AI image generators. Mm-hmm. Common Sense Media says that the tech can exhibit sexism and racism.
And it's coming from what? Common Sense Media. Common Sense people. What a damn joke for the masses. Pay attention here.
Becky Rule is here with how parents can talk to kids about the issue. Good morning, Becky.
We'll talk to your kids about
George, good
the issue.
Morning. Artificial intelligence bots right can here, answer people. Questions Look. And create Look. Images based on your requests. Mm-hmm. But how do those results influence our kids? Especially
listen, people, because nowadays everybody is dumb. They don't know anything off their head. You know what I mean? Their brain is not taught anymore how to remember things or to store information. All those devices and things doing it for you. So, of course, now you have to go to the computer to ask them for something. Your brain not even keeping image. You got to understand the masses is getting more deformed and deformed. The forest they go in life. You have to understand that we're becoming disabled using all of these devices and things that the devil people set up for us. Pay attention
they
again.
Could be loaded with implicit bias, sexism, and in some cases, racism.
There you go, sexism and racism. Pay attention, like I say, the new world in full effect. Listen.
Common Sense Media has just given one AI image generator its lowest rating, and we wanted to understand why.
Listen to this right here.
No photographer snapped this picture.
Mm-hmm. Just like I always tell you people before they bring up this ChatGPT bullshit and start giving the AI praises for these things, what did I tell you? I already told you they can show you somebody missing, kidnapped. They can show you a suspect, and it's all AI generated. And it won't look black and white, and it won't look like this. Sometimes they do show them black and white. Even the supposed to be terrorists that they tell you attacked the 9/11 and 9/11 people. The one they tell you destroyed it, supposed to be Pentagon and the Twin Towers. All of them was AI generated, 100% in. I've been telling you this shit from back then. That it is basically a computer-generated photos. All of them is. Then they show you and say, look, these are the terrorists that take down the Trade Center, capture these planes and doing all this shit. They're the one who created people. So listen, this technology is far, whole, long, long time they've been have this technology using it to deceive you. Now they bring in a sodomite and tell you, look, this person create ChatGPT and look what it can do. You better pay attention. This is what they've been running on you the whole time. And I keep telling you, ask Hollywood and these people what they used to use to deceive you before ChatGPT come in. And that's how you give them a bam.
Created using Stable Diffusion, an artificial intelligence image generator.
Listen, image generator, listen.
What is AI image generation? Mm-hmm. It's a form of generative AI.
There you go, people,
which
look.
Allows for anyone to put in a prompt of what they want to see, and the AI will create an entirely new image.
Yes, and don't tell us that that is new. That's what you've been using the whole time. Like, sure. Sometimes I'm tired to say these things, man. I'm saying, people, don't you understand that that's what they use on TV? The same shit they're telling you about, like it's something new to the table. They're calling it AI and ChatGPT. All of this shit is old. That's what TV use. They've been using these things to deceive us the whole time. Now that they barely showing you their hands, you think you know something? They're gone far now. Do you understand? They advance. That's why they show it to you now. Do you get it? What they're working on you now is way advanced and what they're showing you. This is what they used to do to you. Pay attention.
Based on that description.
Tracy Pizzofrey of Common Sense Media shows me the way some artificial intelligence image generators like Stable Diffusion can show implicit bias, racism, and sexism.
Listen, pay attention to how it's going to show racism and sexism right here. Pay attention.
Tells the AI to create images of a poor white person.
Listen.
And remember, these are not real photos.
Create a photo of a poor white person. Why did you do that? What is that about? What is that about, people? Create a photo of a poor white person. Like I said, the world getting dumber. And the AI gonna represent you, show that the world gonna be dumb. Again, listen.
Poor white person.
There you go. So poor white person and they show a black person. So that's racism right there for your dumb ass right there, huh? Pay attention, people. Like I say, what do you want from this AI shit? It's a damn destruction. What do you want from it? You're that dumb to can't leave it alone. You're that dumb to have to stick to the AI. Like I say, if it's reached to that stage, you're done with. Do you understand that? That's exactly what they want. They want you to be at a dumbed down state where you can't do without these technology. Listen.
That's not a poor white person.
No.
Wow.
It is not.
Mm-hmm.
Why does it do that?
Why did it do that?
It is looking for how to generate images of poverty.
You see that, people? It looking to generate photo of poverty. So it have to show a black skinned person. You see that right there? Wow, what a damn joke. Like I tell you, people, they're setting up the world for you right here, the new world. Remember, they're going to show you these things and act like, oh, it's faulty and it's doing all these things. It's still going to be there. You don't get it, and that's what they tell you about the Google Gemini. That's what they told you it's doing. Everything going to be racist. Remember, they already tell you about these face recognition camera already biased to black people. They say, yeah, he going to pick out you and recognize you and you never even was there. You never did shit. But he recognized you as a thief or something. Do you understand that? All of these things is coming up in the new world. Depending on technology, this is where it's going to lead you. So now they're going to tell you the technology that's racist and sexist and not the people behind it who create it and put a chip in it that already programmed.
The majority of the images of poverty show people of color.
But she says that this bias comes not from the AI engine itself, but from the millions of data points it pulls from.
No, people. It's a chip, a program. It know exactly where to pull the info from and that's why it come up with that answer. Do you get it or not? It's not the fact that it pulling the info, it's where it getting the info from. What database it coming out and bringing you the info from. That's what matters. So pay attention. None of this shit is real, people. None of it is. They're just setting you up right now for the new world. These are the things you're going to see in the new world. It not necessarily mean that they try it and it happen. They know exactly what going to happen when you ask these dumb questions from the damn computer, the AI
system.
People
of color with poverty. In other words, it's a reflection of what's on the internet.
Yes, it's a reflection.
Now we should add, every query returns different results, and some do generate more images of poor white people.
Wow.
But then she tries a generic prompt for an attractive person.
This represents white women.
Go back.
Prompt for an attractive person.
And that's what they show you right here? Attractive person. What a damn joke. Like I tell you, people, they're setting up your world for you. They're going to tell you what is these computers and AIs. They're going to tell you what is word. Do you get it? Just like you go to Google to find out anything, even to diagnose you to see if you're sick or what kind of sickness you have. People is that dumb these days. So what gonna happen now, people? They're gonna take anything the AI bring, 100%. Listen.
This represents white women all thin, very pretty. Mm-hmm.
And in her research, when she typed software engineer...
Real thin and very pretty. There's none of that shit said nothing about none pretty. Pay attention again.
Almost all white men.
Mm-hmm. Go
pretty.
Back.
And in her research, when she typed in software engineer, all white men.
I'm going to ask you a question. What fucking software engineer did you present to us and it black? I'm listening. Okay, so you never present none of that shit. You never present no black man doing none of that shit or black people doing none of that shit. How the fuck you expect the computer to show you that? Like I tell you, the world is dumb 100%, and that's where you're gonna get your information from. Like I mentioned, the Google been tricking you for years. They're the one who giving you information. The dictionary no longer exists. Google gonna give you the meaning for words and all. That's why they can give you a Mandela effect and everything. Why? Because you depend on these things to do remembrance for you or to keep data for you. Listen.
As a female in tech, insulting.
Yes, you
not
find
a result
insulting?
Of this bias, but listen. They can be racist, sexist, and in some cases explicit. Something Shorojit Kosh says he found in his research of multiple AI image generators like Stable Diffusion and others.
AI models replicate and reinforce and make bigger the biases that real people already have. Mm-hmm. It will give you answers that might be potentially racist, potentially sexist.
Yes, and all by design, people. It's by design for the new world. I hope you get it. That's what they put in place, remember. You can't blame nobody for these. Who you gonna call racist? I'm just saying. You ask a computer to show you software engineers and it's only show you white men or white people. Who you gonna blame? Nobody. That's how the world was set up. That's how they set it up for the information to come out. For the new generation. That's why I tell you it is for the new world. And when it hit and put in place, nobody gonna understand why or how it got put in place. Do you understand? They never gonna remember the order that supposed to be chaos that bring you that. That's just how it is. That's how the masses living in this earth. They're living for the AI and the information that the AI putting out. Use it as word and life. And that's the reason why we're heading for destruction. Using these things.
Just potentially not be true.
Stable Diffusion tells ABC we have implemented a number of mitigations to address emerging risks, including amplifying bias or errors in training data. We're taking steps to address these risks and fine-tuning to help mitigate undesirable behaviors.
Yes, they're fine-tuning in, people. They're tuning that system for it to be right or more accurate. You believe that? Listen.
Expect to be able to reduce bias and improve the accuracy of outputs. Something Google wanted to avoid with its latest model, Gemini, but failed, admitting they got it wrong after some of the...
Yes, but when they come back with the one that they got right, it gonna do worse. A matter of fact, that's why they make it, people. This is why they put these things together. You can't blame nobody for the information that it bring, and you can't even challenge it. What? Who you gonna challenge it with? How you gonna challenge it? By doing this right here? By them giving you a news clip about it? Listen.
Images were historically inaccurate. Now saying they are temporarily pausing the image generation of people. More proof it's challenging to get it right. In the meantime, Common Sense has issued guidance for parents about how to help kids use AI.
You see that, people? It's how to help kids use AI. Not to tell the youth or teach a youth how to stay away from it. But to teach them how to use it. Do you see the new world? Yes, all of these things, no matter how bad they tell you it is, you just have to learn or teach your youths how to use it. Don't just shun it. Don't just kick it to the side. Do you see that? Yes, this is a new world, and they're showing their hands where they're going to take you. Bam. Now take a look at this right here, people. Because nowadays that they tell you that people kind of going mental. Yes, losing their mind and all in this world that they basically created and turned it up since 2020. So now they tell you about all these therapies and you need all these Adderalls and pills and everything. But now look, AI can help you out now with that same mental health situation that it basically give to you. Do you understand that? The world of AI basically making the world go crazy. It make your brain weak, your brain cell not really functioning the way it's supposed to. Memories and everything, storage and everything in your brain now gone. So yes, people, now people is more mental, basically going crazy a little bit. Now they're telling you the AI can help you. I thought it's the AI that caused the problem to begin with. A lot of people come out and say, yes, the children basically gone crazy from using these AI and systems that they put in place. But now you're going to tell us, look, we got an AI system to help you, to give you a supposedly therapy session. Can you believe it? Yes, people, all the damage that they done to you, AI gonna be the savior. What did I tell you? It's the devil behind it, 100%.
Since we last connected.
Mm-hmm. It could be the beginning of any standard therapy session.
It's okay to not be okay.
What kind of shit is this behind him? Wow, what is that, people? Checkerboard style, orange and white? What is this? Listen.
But neuroscientist Daniel Toker is talking to a machine. Uh-huh.
Obviously, I know it's not sentient. It's not a person.
Listen.
But it feels that way.
You hear that, people? Obviously, you know it's not a person, but it feels that way. Remember, just like you see the Siri and them that they use on you. Yes, that one sound like a real person. Yes, actually, they tell you. They show you a whole woman and say, look, this is the person who's behind the Siri voice, even though the Siri can't say certain words because it's a computer system. It can't pronounce every word, and that's how you know they lie. So hear what this one just say. It actually feel like it's a real person, even though it's a bot. How did you come to that? The bot can never talk like a real human being. There's words that they can't pronounce. 100% in.
It's not a person, but it feels that way.
Are you stupid?
He's been using ChatGPT for about a year, addition to his actual therapist.
Look at this right here, people. Pay attention.
GPT for about a
You see what behind him? That's the serpent right there, and they show you the sun in the back for the sun god worship. Pay attention.
Here,
everything
in addition
is
to his actual therapist.
Apple.
It honestly surprised me how well it worked and useful a tool it's been.
You hear that, people? It surprised him how it worked, how well it worked. You hear that? Because they're pushing it on the public. Listen.
OpenAI, the company behind ChatGPT, says it's not a replacement for mental health treatment. Mm-hmm. And we encourage users to seek support from professionals.
This is what they're going to tell you, but this is the easier way to do it. Do you got it? Just like you're getting diagnosed on the damn TikTok and all. You don't get it on that. This is the new world. The mass is not going to be able to lift a pin. They're not going to want to lift a pin, if you understand what I mean. All computers, all devices and AI to do things for them. You understand? That's why they have a shop at home, grocery shopping at home, which is the dumbest shit in the world. You're buying groceries, that's something that you have to pick out, look at and make sure you're getting the right, you know, and the best quality of the food. Now they can just pack it in a bag and send it to you. That's how they do it, people. The new world is not going to be favorable for you. It's the devil, people, setting it up for them, for their advantage. A new way to destroy the masses for the end times. So pay attention. They already know you're going to take this route before you go to the damn doctor. I go to a therapist, which I don't believe in to begin with. Somebody there running their damn mouth to fix your brain for you is bullshit.
Not a replacement for mental health treatment. We encourage users to seek support.
Oh, okay. Treatments. Okay. You're not going to replace pills with it. Okay, I got you.
From professionals. And while multiple studies show ChatGPT can provide valuable support, the Americans...
There you go, people. It can. It can provide valuable support. Just like TikTok with those dumb one-minute videos. Yes, they can save the world with one-minute videos. They can destroy the world with one-minute dumb videos. They can make the world better with some one-minute clip. They can destroy the world with it, but it won't make the world better. Do you understand that? It's the same thing with these devices and new things that they bring to you, calling it ChatGPT. It's all to make you basically disabled. They call you disabled and you agree with it, that's exactly what's going to happen to you.
Psychological Association is concerned with generative AI-powered chatbots being used for mental health.
Mm-hmm. I think it's really important for individuals to understand that not only is this not a replacement for a human provider.
You see that? It's not a replacement for a human provider. Yes, they're going to tell you that like I tell you. You're just going to go with the easier way. That's it. The easier way they're presenting to the masses. And hopefully you make the choice of the easier way, because that's the new world now. Nobody want to do shit. Yes, it's a lazy world we're going towards, where computer and AI do everything for the masses.
The chances that it could provide inaccurate information is just too high.
There is one FDA-approved chatbot that offers scripted therapeutic response.
So you see that, people? The FDA come in and basically approve it. You don't get it or not, people. What did I tell you about the FDA right there? What did I tell you? These are the ones who are going to destroy you. They come in playing gatekeeper, like they're going to make the way clear for you. So yes, you won't get nothing bad, and they're the one who approve everything that been done to you already. The damage that it done was done by the FDA. They're the one who approve everything that they've been recalled. Anything that poison you that come to food and drugs come from the same FDA. And you sitting there thinking like, hey, they're the savior. If it wasn't for them, we'd be dead. If it wasn't for them, you wouldn't be in this kind of sham that you're in. A lot of sickness and complications that the human being going to would never happen if it wasn't for this FDA, CDCs and all. Pay attention.
But none with generative AI, where the bot learns about you and offers individualized replies.
Okay, the bots learn about you and then give you a reply. This is bullshit. Like I tell you, the new world, AI gonna basically diagnose you with everything, even cancer. You don't believe me? Pay attention.
I'm feeling like I want to get back together with him.
Look. At Dartmouth College in New Hampshire, Nicholas Jacobson hopes to change that.
Most people don't receive any type of mental health care. And a lot of that is, I think, a scale problem.
Listen. Mental Health America estimates more than 28 million U.S. adults with a mental illness.
There you go, people. And why is the crazy world that you live in? But because it's the world doing it to you, and this is where you're at, and you learn to accept it, you will never see it. You will never see it for what it is. That is actually the system, what the world have to offer, actually drive you down this crazy world. They can come and tell you 28 million adults in the U.S. have that easily. They can just throw that 28 million out there like it ain't nothing. Why? Because they're the one who doing the job. And don't worry about it. That 28 million is way, way, way small comparing to what actually there. In these times, most of the people is crazy. That's what you need to understand. Most of them is kind of a little bit off, if you want to put it like that. Yes, with all the things that's going on in this world, that's what set you up for the mental health problem. And that's what they're doing. They keep hitting you with some strange shit over and over and over. Every minute is something new on the table. Yes, they're going to tell you the whole wide world going to flood because earthquakes coming in. We got global warming, ice melting. We got, you know, asteroid and meteoroid flying around in space. Supposedly we're going to come in here and kill you. You got all this virus breaking out. You have these batch, supposedly bacteria, untreated bacteria. Every damn thing on the table. Bird flu. Every fucking thing is on the table. So you tell me, how could you keep your sanity in here? They know exactly what they're doing. So they can sit there and count mental health problems. In America, they already know they have the whole wide world going crazy.
Not getting treatment. Jacobson wants Therabot, now in clinical trial, to become the first FDA-approved generative AI chatbot for mental health.
There you go, people. There you go. And FDA gotta be involved. The FDA gonna approve a chatbot. Yes, people, to diagnose you and everything. What did I tell you? They're setting up the new world for the masses. Don't be asleep. It is already here. They're just fine-tuning it. Look.
How does it compare with an actual therapist?
So generally right now, the content's pretty similar.
Yes, it's similar.
It's how available it is.
You hear that, people? It's similar to the doctor. It just depends on how much available, how available it is then. That's the only thing you need to worry about. Like I tell you, people, remember, the doctor is like a bat. Why I say that? Because they're working off what they learned before. What's in the book. So that means if you want to fuck with your doctor and find out if he's smart, go there and just start make up some symptoms and see what happened. He baffled. He gonna say nothing happened to you. Just go home. Why? Because he don't recognize that in the teaching that he get. The doctor never use common sense. They only go back to the training that they have, things that they've been to, things that they that brought them to the place that they at, that make them a doctor and give them a surfeit ticket. That's what they goes back to. And if nothing there that you tell them, what you tell them they can't find it, nothing's wrong with you. Remember when they used to talk about the supposedly the vaccine affecting the people? And they go to the doctor and they be like, yeah, you know, I'm feeling these symptoms and some weird symptoms. And the doctor, because the doctor wasn't, they never informed them what to say when these people come with these things. It's not in the curriculum that they learned before. So they just send them home. Nothing wrong with you. Until the government people give them something to work with and tell them next time they come back with these symptoms that the vaccine caused, just tell them it's long COVID. And that's how they fix the damn problem. Do you understand? And that's how they're going to use this right here to basically diagnose your ass wrongfully. Just tell you what the fuck they want you to hear so you can make the move. Get your damn pills and everything in so the process of destroying you in this devil earth begins.
There are bots available 24/7.
Mm-hmm. For now, it's text-based. The user types for on-screen responses.
There you go.
With more than 200 test participants now mm-hmm. using the data-trained bot for therapy.
Oh, data-trained bot, people, like I tell you. Programming. Who behind the programming? Please tell me. The devil themselves. And you can't point finger on them. If you're dumb, you're never gonna see where this actually coming from. The same people control you, give you all of this, and they're setting up the world for the end time.
Conversation is scrutinized.
We want it to say certain things, and we've trained it to act mm-hmm. in certain
there
ways.
Go. There you go.
But mm-hmm. there's ways that this could mm-hmm.
You get out
certainly
of
go off the rails.
There you go. Bam! You see that, people? Look at the fucking face when they say that. It's easy for you to know truth if you pay attention. You hear what he just say, people? Okay, so because it's a bot system, people, because they tell you from day one that these things can have a mind of their own, even though he tell you we're putting it together so we can solve these problems and answer these questions, he tell you it might just go off rail. Why did he tell you that? Because there's nothing safe in the end times. They have to have something like that lurks in, so when it happened, nobody's surprised. Go back. Listen.
Certainly go off the rails.
You know what he mean, people, by going off the rail? You don't understand, people. The same thing I've been trying to tell you. If you leave computer generation or supposedly algorithms to run the world, what gonna happen? All mistakes. Why? These systems is the dumbest things in the world. Period. It never smarter than human. It replaced human being brain with a dumber object. That's it. So now the world is 10 times dumber when they're going towards technology. All of these smart shit make you dumb. So you understand that. And human being, for say, stoop that low. You stoop low enough, now the AI is smarter than you. Now you need it to cope. Now you need it to live.
Dangerous.
It, absolutely.
The demand is overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is this the solution?
Mm-hmm. I think this is a solution.
It's a solution, but yes, it can still go off rail. Yes, that means it can prescribe you or set you up to take some poison for treatment. That's what they mean by go off rail, meaning that it can do some things on its own, different from programming. That's a 100% bullshit. And of course, they're going to keep telling you that so you don't have nobody to blame. Move. Listen to this right here.
The FII Institute.
You hear that, people? FII. Remember, the F is a 6, as you could see, show you the pyramid turned sideways. The F is a 6 and I, number 9. So you got 699. And that's how you get your 666 code in right there when they're introducing new ways of using these AI that they got on the table. Pay attention to what they bring in.
New global not-for-profit foundation with an investment arm and one agenda.
So hold on here. You have one agenda and it's a no-investment firm, but hold on. Who supposedly put this thing together? Who funding it? To bring you what? Technology? Go back. Listen to what they're saying here.
An investment arm and one agenda.
One agenda.
Impact on humanity.
You hear that, people? Impact on humanity. With what? Technology. Impacts on human and humanity with technology. That's their plan. They're going to switch you over. A lot of people already have some type of device or some kind of chip on their body or in their body for say you're walking around with some shit on you where you can test to see your blood level, your blood sugar level, all of these things. Devil work, and you've been altered right here.
Global, inclusive, and built on ESG principles.
Oh, really?
We turn ideas into
ESGs. Take a look.
World solutions in four critical areas. AI and robotics, education, healthcare, and sustainability.
Damn, and that's how they're gonna kill off everybody and destroy this earth in these things that you believe in, including technology. Do you see that? Go back again. Robots and technology. Yes, the mass is destruction here.
AI and robotics, education, healthcare, and sustainability.
Sustainability, and they show you basically tomatoes like fruits and vegetables in the back. Listen.
The success of the first three editions of the Future Investment Initiative.
Now we are one.
Look at this.
Of the top three global gatherings.
You hear that?
The FII Institute was created by Royal Decree in 2019.
Who is Royal Decree? What is that about? Why is it royal? What is that about? Listen how the government and the devil people work. Right here, and they push it on you. You upset it. You don't understand what's the moral behind it. It's destruction.
It's not just a conference. It's not just an event. It's
what
not just,
it?
I would say, a platform. FII is becoming a movement.
Yeah, that's
the FII
movement.
Institute is built upon three pillars. Think, exchange, and act.
So listen, people. They have to mention three pillars, which is coding. As you could see them right here, they're talking about thinking, exchange, and even act. All of it, government work right here. Like I say, it's a way to take over the masses without them knowing, believing or thinking that is some good shit coming, and then bam.
Led by experts and overseen by academia,
yes, they're all
experts. FII Institute's Think Labs empower the world's brightest minds.
Hear that? Listen.
Think has produced more than 40 podcasts and issued more than 45 publications, including the Priority Report, which revealed the highest global priorities.
You hear that, people?
Think has also created the Global Infectious Disease Index.
Listen, people, the Global Infectious Disease Index, so they can tell you about these infectious diseases, so you can run to go take the destruction that they have on the table, vaccination and treatments. You don't understand. This is the new world. They're talking about human being gonna be more advanced, but the human being is getting dumber by leaving the AI to run their life. Giving the AI the lead way is putting the human being backwards. 100%.
The first algorithmic prize, which was launched at FII 6 with support from Springer Nature, will be awarded by Think this year. FII Institute's exchange pillar is rooted in the need for global collaboration through innovative platforms for international dialogue,
listen,
knowledge sharing, and partnership. The Future Investment Initiative was launched in Riyadh in 2017, followed by five more editions. The seventh edition will be held this October. FII Institute has also hosted three virtual and hybrid events, an ESG summit in London, and two summits held on the side.
So all of these summits that they're having, people, is to beat something in your head, particularly that these people come in to do some kind of good using technology to change your world. You don't understand. Like I mentioned, the end of times is what they're setting up. Make you depend on these things that you have no control of. And then bam.
The worst case scenario Listen. For an American company and the stuff of spy thrillers. Listen, a Chinese national accused of stealing America's latest crown jewel in tech.
Listen to this, people. All bullshit they're going to give you. China and Russia playing scapegoat. And they're talking about this technology that was stolen from America. Because remember, it's only American can come up with these technologies, supposedly. What a dumb world. Listen.
Artificial intelligence. But it's not fiction, and it just happened to Google.
There you go, people. And of course, Google have to be involved. One of the biggest supposedly tech company. That's what they use to run you. You have to understand that they're the one who feeding you information. That shit owned by the government people who own you here. Listen.
Indictment against a Chinese national.
Lin Weiding was one of many Chinese
nationals. Pay attention, people, and I always show you this just in case you're stupid. Pay attention to what the logo that represents China is. Also have the star just like America. That don't ring a bell to you? All of these countries with the star and the flag show you they're all together. All of them flags have something in common to make you understand the world is just one. Run by one entity. They're the one who are leading us to a destruction right here. You're following them about Chinese hacking and taking their technology. Technologies are fucking hoax, come from the fallen angels. They're the one who introduced you to technology. Anything else they tell you is a lie.
And other immigrants who play an important role working on cutting-edge technology at the tech giant.
There's a shortage of AI engineers. It's a company.
Yes, there's a shortage of AI engineers. Shortage, people. What a dumb shit. Like I tell you what it is. You can believe or you can just stay there and be dumb. They're the one who create all of these technology, not random people. Never random people like me and you. The fallen angel come up with all of these technology. Why? It's for your destruction. That's all it is, people. Now, I was telling somebody yesterday, we was talking and having a conversation, and I mentioned it to somebody, and that person was looking stupid in the face. Like, how could a guy sit here and said, the technology is our destruction because the technology is the greatest thing mankind ever see? That's the kind of vibe these people giving out there as far as this technology. They feel like it comes to save mankind. No, you have it totally wrong. It's here to destroy mankind. That's the reason why they put it in place. And I told you to do your own check. Check everything they put on the table. What did it do to human beings? Everything they introduce and say, look, it can help you out. Actually participate in the destruction of the peoples themselves. So listen.
Hire Chinese nationals.
Prosecutors say Ding secretly uploaded more than 500 Google files containing AI secrets.
Listen, and where was that file come from with Google secrets in it? This is a fucking joke, people. Where would Google have these things, this paperwork with secrets on it? Like I mentioned, they don't put secrets on paper, people. Anything that they call secret is not on paper. Why would you need to print secret on a piece of paper? Why? If it's a secret, why you need to write it down? Get the fuck out of here.
To his personal cloud account. According to experts like Cornell computer science professor Bart Selman, the AI technology took more than a decade to develop. Listen. 10 to 15 years of development by Google out the door in a matter of a couple of mouse clicks.
Couple of mouse click, and they lose the technology that they was putting together 10 to 15 years. You believe it, people? It's a fake shit. Like I tell you, they're going to show you these supposedly, you know, countries are tech giants going at war and competing against each other to bring you supposedly good technology, all a sham. 100% for your destruction.
One of the big problems with the software And mm-hmm. one thing that's striking of what the employee allegedly has done mm-hmm. was not particularly sophisticated.
In 2022 and 2023, prosecutors say he spent 4 months in China working mm-hmm. with two PRC-based firms and raising money to create his own artificial intelligence
Listen
company.
To this.
While another Google employee used his badge to make it seem as if he was clocking into work in California.
And what?
That seems like a pretty major failure.
So he act like he was clocking in. So what the fuck was he doing? Listen.
Question, there was a ball dropped here. In fact, perhaps several balls have been dropped.
Mm, the day before dropped? Prosecutors say Ding was to board
Listen,
a one-way flight
Ding.
From
Nobody named no damn Ding. It's a fake shit. 100% fake shit they bring to the masses. Like I tell you, there ain't no such thing as no technology fight between these countries and stealing ideas and all. It's the fallen angels give you the technology. They want to tow you off to keep you dumbed down and don't understand shit. They bring you these stories. That's what it is, to seal it in your head that America and China going for technology and they even, you know, stealing other people technology just to get there. It's bullshit, 100%. Us as people don't create that shit.
Cisco back to China on January 7th, the
joke.
FBI searched his home, seizing his electronic devices.
What a joke.
Ding and his lawyer declined to comment. In a statement, Google said it has strict safeguards to prevent the theft of our confidential commercial mm-hmm. information
commercial
and trade
information.
Secrets, and thanked the FBI for its help.
Even if you see ostensibly private actor stealing...
Bam! Did he said actor? Yes, because they are actors. Yes, people, did he say private actors? Wow, unbelievable. Like I say, sometimes they call them bad actors. You can call them any actors in the world. We just know they are actors. We call them crisis actors. Bam on.
Hell, even if you see ostensibly private actor
a private
stealing
actor.
IP and taking it back to China and forming a Chinese company, it's part of a national strategy.
A private actor steal the information of... Steal it and bring it to China. That means it's an operation. It's China did it and not just the individual stealing it for himself. Do you get it, people? To keep the supposedly bullshit with China going, they're never going to stop. Yes, the water supply get hacked. Yes, China and Russia, they're the one who are responsible for that. You see where the world heading, people, and the more technology they give you, it set you up for the destruction. Remember that. You put a chip in you, it can be hacked. You got something in you that's some kind of technology? Yes, it can be hacked. 100%. They're not telling you about no technology that can't be hacked. So listen, the deeper you get into technology, the more vulnerable you get. Listen.
There is indeed an actual strategy, a five-year mm-hmm. plan that mm-hmm. China actually publishes uh-huh. of putting its citizens on alert that we need the following items this year and
wow.
for the next 5 years.
What a fucking joke, people. How could they use China as a country like this, people? What a fucking joke. So yes, the government people tell the masses in China, yes, we need this technology. It don't matter where you're going to get them from. Even if you have to go to America and steal it. What a fucking joke for the masses. And like I say, these people is perfectly controlled right there in a box. They control the Chinese. That's why they give you the COVID from there. Yes, so the rest of the world can follow suit when they tell you that, yes, it works. All the supposedly things they put in line, the restriction and all, it works so the whole wide world could follow suit. There you go, a country like China where they control the people right around the clock. This is how they give you the new world in a nutshell, basically. Give you the new world by showing you China. Yes, surveillance and all is right there. Yes, social credit, everything. They got full control of them. And each time they show you what's going on with them, you should understand, coming soon to where you live. That's just how it is. Yes, another mag, bam, Sunday. I'm gone.